This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Prophet ﷺ used to treat the sinners and the ignorant people with too much kindness, because he understood when a person doesn't know, then they ought to be taught. A person, a major sinner, came to the Prophet ﷺ saying, "Ya Rasulullah, I committed a major, major sin. What should I do?" The Prophet ﷺ said to him, "Do you have a mother?" He said, "My mother is dead." "Do you have a father?" He said, "My father is dead." He said to him, "Do you have an auntie?" Meaning the mother's sister. That's who comes after the mother. He said, "Yes." He said, "Burraha. Go and be dutiful and kind to her, and Allah will forgive your major sin." Look how much mercy the Prophet ﷺ has. He didn't tell him, "You ought to be stoned." No. Or that woman who came to Prophet ﷺ and said, "Ya Rasulullah, I am pregnant from zina. Stone me." SubhanAllah. He turned away from her the first time. Maybe she's drunk. Maybe she's ignorant. Giving her a chance to go away and repent to Allah in another way. So she returned back to him. "Ya Rasulullah, I am a pregnant woman from zina. Tahirni, purify me. Stone me to death." The Prophet ﷺ turned again away from her, trying to ignore her the third time. And then a fourth time, when she bared witness four times against herself and insisted, he said to her, "Go back until you give birth to the baby that's in your stomach. What has he done? Why should he die with you?" So she returned, and in the hope, the Prophet ﷺ is hoping that she will not return and ask Allah to pardon her and forgive her, because Allah is merciful, and to hide it. 9 months later she returned, ya akhwan. And she said to him, "He is my child, now purify me." The Prophet ﷺ said, "Go back until the child has been, until the child no longer needs your breast milk. He needs your breast milk." So she left, and after 2 years, talking about 2 years and 9 months, she returned back to the Prophet ﷺ. When Prophet ﷺ saw that she was insistive on it and she wanted the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they took her and she was stoned. And then the people, they thought, like they felt like she's a bad woman. When the Prophet ﷺ saw this attitude, he stood up before everybody and made a legacy for her which lasts till today until the last hour. He said, "Wallahi, laqad tabat hadhihi al-mar'atu tawbatan law zana ahlu al-madinati lawasi'atuhum." Wallahi, this woman has repented such a repentance that if all the people of Medina were to commit the same zina and you were to place them on the scale, her repentance would have overcome them all. Not one of them will equal her.